Good morning, everyone. I'm very excited to be able to share my story of the transformation that Christ did in my life. And it's just been a wonderful, beautiful life since he came into my heart. And my story begins when I was very young, as usually most people's stories. I was raised in a fundamental Baptist Bible teaching church. My parents were very faithful in going to church, so I learned the Bible at a very young age. I was in programs that were very good in memorizing scripture verses, and my parents just made sure we were at church three times a week. So they also integrated the Bible very much into our lives through home. We had family devotions and things like that. So at the age of 5, I made a profession of faith. When I was 7, I was baptized. And for the next 17 and a half years of my life, I was instructed on how a Christian lives and how they act and what's expected of them. And it was just very interesting because when I was 10, our family started wearing skirts and dresses. It was a conviction that my parents had. And then when I was 15, my mom started wearing a head covering or a scarf on her head. And it was an interesting time in my family. There were a lot of different things that were being taught. And when I was 16, I was really struggling very, very heavily. I was struggling with all these different things, all these changes that were going on in our family. And I did not have a very high respect for my parents. And the head covering, to people who are familiar with it, they know that the head covering is a symbol to, it's an outward symbol of submission. And so that was something that I started to wear when I was 16 years old. I started to wear a cloth head covering, and from there on, it was just a symbol to my parents that I was submitting as a minor under their authority, and I was trusting the decisions that they were making in my life at the time. And the only problem with that came as the next 8 years of my life, I thought, you know, if I could be this way and look this way, then I can continue doing this in a more distinctive way. You know, I had high aspirations at the time to try and almost become Amish. I started to hang around plain groups, groups that were Mennonite, charity, brethren groups. And all I saw in those 8 years was that the more that I tried to be like them, the more that I was rejected. I never had enough pleats sewn into my dresses. I wore the wrong type of head covering. I just didn't speak right. And there were a lot of different things that, you know, the harder I tried, the worse things actually got. And it left me so that I was just incredibly dead inside. I used to just cry out to God. You know, from morning to night, I would wake up and I would just ask God, you know, God, I'm doing this for you. I love you. You know, I want to have more love for you in my life, and I'm doing this all for you. And so I'd go through this vicious cycle. I'd wake up in the morning. I'd have high hopes of conquering sin throughout the day. I'd totally fail. I'd go to bed at night confessing my sin, waking up the next morning and doing the whole cycle over again. And it was just interesting because in those 8 years, towards the end of it, the head covering just became a contentious thing in my life. I couldn't pray to God with my head uncovered without feeling like I was dishonoring my head and God as my head. So that became something in my life where all of a sudden I had to realize that I can't pray to God. You know, if I went to bed at night and I wasn't wearing a head covering, I'd throw the covers over my head or a pillow or something because I felt so convicted. And it just led me to where I was absolutely dead inside. The more that I cried out for love in my heart for God, the more empty that I became. And I realized that I could not love God. I just couldn't. So one day, at the age of 24, I actually just finally declared, God, I'm not going to be a Christian anymore. This is just not working. I'm not going to do it. I had too much of a healthy fear of God in my life to know that, you know, going into a life of sin was not what I was looking for, but I was just going to stop trying. I just knew I couldn't do it anymore. And it was very interesting because at that time in my life, God had sent somebody into my life. It was a Lutheran woman. And whenever she talked about God, she had such a joy on her face. She would sometimes just have tears in her eyes as she spoke about the love that she had for her Savior. I mean, it was just completely evident, written all over her face. And so as she started to talk to me, she spoke truth into my life, truth about who God was. She talked about, you know, the truth of his love, truth of his grace. The word grace in our house became banned at this time in my life because of my parents' belief that grace meant that, you know, you can claim the life of a Christian, but it meant that you got to do anything that you wanted. And it was interesting because the more that I knew about grace and was starting to experience it in my life, I knew that there was even more of a responsibility to live, purely for Christ and to just be able to show that to people and that you didn't want to do anything to mar the name of Christ. And so this Lutheran woman, like I said, she had such an influence on me that she told me, you know, Elizabeth, it doesn't matter what you do, you know, it just doesn't matter. God's going to love you regardless. And so, you know, I was like, well, if I stop wearing a head covering, is God still going to love me? I mean, is he going to hear my prayers? And the answer was, yes, he's going to love you. You know, if I stop wearing skirts and dresses all the time, is he still going to love me? I mean, you know, I love being a woman. I love wearing skirts and dresses. But, you know, to where I'm riding horseback or going downhill skiing in the wintertime, you know, that's kind of extreme. So in any case, you know, the answer came back, yes, you know, God was still going to love me. And so when I believed and realized that I couldn't love God because I didn't understand his love for me, when I didn't have just the head knowledge that God is love, but I experienced that God is love, it's interesting because just overnight my life completely changed. And it was just such a wonderful thing. My prayer life changed, the way that I viewed God, the way that I talked to God, the way that I viewed people. I wasn't judgmental towards people. Instead, God planted in me a heart of compassion that just wanted to love people regardless of who they were, what they looked like, you know, what they did. You know, I didn't have to worry about how many pleats were sewn into their dresses. And so it was just an amazing, amazing time in my life. It was 5 years ago when God just transformed my life. So at the age of 24, after 17 and a half years of living the life of a Christian, God himself transformed my life. He made me a Christian. He planted his love in me. And ever since then, I wake up every day instead of with hopelessness and, you know, a life of just darkness, knowing that I could never get out of it. God himself has just transformed me. And I now live every day in the light of his truth, of his word, and just my position in Christ. And it's just been so transforming. Like whenever I get asked to be able to speak about it, as Pastor asked me this last week, I love it. I love going to farmers markets. That was one thing that just got me out into speaking to people, was going to farmers markets. And so I get to just share him with believers and unbelievers alike. And so very thankful for this opportunity. So that's my story.